You're tuned to WFMU. This is the Downtown Soulville Show. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for 1 hour spinning Soul 45's semi-special show tonight. At some point today, I decided I'm going to play a whole bunch of records on the D-Town label out of Detroit. Small label owned by an entrepreneur, songwriter, producer named Mike Hanks. I'll talk more about him later. I'm not going to start right in on the D-Town stuff. I'll get to that in a little bit. Just going to play some other stuff first. Soul 45's on a Friday night here on WFMU.
I want you to love me, baby. Don't deceive me, cause I love you, darling. Please believe me, tell me, honey, every evening till I say well done. 24 hours of natural love, I'll be looking for my loving. Each night and day, love me fast and love me strong. Love me all night long. Rock me, honey, cause I love you so. Tell me, baby.
fun till I say welcome. Lots of fun till I see well done. The morning and the evening, all and the night, just fill me, baby. Hold me tight, love me, baby, with all your might. Till I say well
love.
Yes, 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 it's love.
Can it be love?
Yes, 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 it's love.
Tell me,
tell me.
I wanna know.
Tell me.
I just gotta know.
Ooh.
I know true feeling. Don't tell no lie. I know good high love. Go down with a
tell
plan.
Me.
I know good captain, baby.
I wanna know.
Go down with a ship.
Tell me.
And if a woman love a man,
tell me.
I say she'll do the same. Treat some woman right tonight, yeah. That's why I want somebody to
tell me
if this is love.
I wanna
yacht go down for my baby without any mercy. Somebody.
You, darling, although I know we had to part, now I'm coming home to stay, now that I can see a little light of day,
and I'm not looking back. I've had my share of troubles too. I've been so lonely just thinking of you. Now I need your love to set me free. I can't go on in this misery.
And I'm not looking back.
Coming home, 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 coming home, 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 coming home, home, home to you. Oh, yeah. I cried my sleep every night in the week. My life without you, darling, so incomplete. Now I need your love to
set me free. You know I can't go on in this misery.
And I'm not looking back.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. In that last set, we heard from Ray Agee, that was called I'm Coming Home. Judy Clay, different song, I'm Coming Home. Jesse Thomas out of New Orleans on the Team label, Can It Be Love. Jaguars, Look Into My Eyes. And Earl King, but the record came out under the name The Kings. Till I Say Well Done, that's on the Specialty label. A Detroit 45 Way Out Jerk by Davis and Joe on the Theota label kick things off. This one in the background is called Detroit City Soul, but it's a Philadelphia record. But now I have some genuine Detroit stuff coming up. As promised, some selections from Mike Hanks's D-Town Records label. This label ran from 1963 to 66 only, 43 releases, I believe. And in that short period of time, it had several cool label designs, different label designs. Look it up online. Google D-Town Records, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Got more to say about Mike Hanks and D-Town. I'll say a little bit. He was born in 1929 in Bessemer, Alabama. There was kind of a little Bessemer to Detroit music mafia in the 60s. Johnny Mae Matthews was from Bessemer. Andre Williams, same town. Mike Hanks was involved as in writing songs and producing for several small Detroit labels, while also simultaneously working for the Ford Motor Company. He finally left Ford in 63 and founded D-Town Records along with two football players, a Detroit Lion named Roger Brown and a New York Giant, or a former New York Giant named Pete Hall. If you look up Pete Hall, he's kind of an interesting character because he was on, not What's My Line, but another one of those shows like that early on while he was still playing football. Then later, he went to prison and I believe is still in prison for financial improprieties. At any rate, let's hear some of these D-Town Records and then I'll talk some more later.
Detroit, Michigan, talking about girls, girls, girls. We got 'em. Detroit, Michigan, talking about fine, fine girls. We got 'em. Detroit, Michigan.
Wearing tight skirts above their knees. The kind of girls that know how to bleed. The kind of girls. Okay.
To have everything, baby. There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing.
On you, pretty baby, I love you.
Bunch of stuff on the D-Town label out of Detroit in this last set on the Downtown Soulville Show. Just heard from Jackie and the Tonettes. That was called Steady Boy Fabulous Peps did My Love Looks Good on You. Lee Rogers with the only real national hit that came out on this label, I Want You to Have Everything. That was a top 20 Billboard hit, I believe. Nothing else even came close. Dee Edwards, Oh What a Party, and Ronnie Love with Detroit, Michigan. Brilliant lyrics, brilliant rhymes in that one. Talking about, it's a list of, you know, all the great people who've come from Detroit. Henry Ford, the inventor. Mary Wells, We Sent Her. Soupy Sales, the Joker. Miracles with Smokey. Etc., etc. D-Town label, owned by Mike Hanks. So, born in 1929, shot dead, sadly. Wait, I'm going to play some more music here. Hang on. Shot dead 1970 at age 40 or 41 outside the 20 Grand nightclub in Detroit. He had other labels besides D-Town. After this one, Wheelsville was the most significant one. Also owned Wheel City, Moz, Soul, some other things. So reportedly he was bitter and resentful of Berry Gordy's success over at Motown to the point where he was naming his labels as sort of subtle parodies of, you know, D-Town instead of Motown. Wheelsville was supposedly a play on Hitsville, the Motown studio. He even bought or tried to buy a building on West Grand Boulevard a couple doors down from Berry Gordy's Motown headquarters, but somehow the deal fell through. Really interesting article about him on a website called SoulfulDetroit.com, the Mike Hanks story. Look it up. I was going to read a Melvin Davis quote from there. Maybe when I come back on the next mic break. So next one I've got queued up, another D-Town set coming up. Soul Brothers, the name of this group. They're a 7- and 8-year-old brother team, Mike and Curtis Boone. You can find them doing this song on YouTube. They appeared on the Mike Douglas Show as little boys singing this and dancing, and it is a very charming video. I highly recommend it. Let's hear some more D-Town records in this set, starting with the Soul Brothers.
Bye. and she just thrilled to my touch. Now, I don't know what you're gonna do. I do know that I've got too many eyes in the fire.
Thank you. be home. I'm not gonna cry.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, winding down. I thought I was going to have more time at the end of this show to play some other stuff, but we've been hearing the music of the D-Town label out of Detroit, owned by Mike Hanks. Read all about Mike Hanks. I highly recommend it at a website called SoulfulDetroit.com. So that last one, The Precisions, My Lover Come Back, Buddy Lamp, Next Best Thing, Lillian Dupree, Hide and Seek, Peps, Thinking About You, Cody Black, Too Many Irons in the Fire, and those adorable little boys, the Soul Brothers, Heartaches. D-Town, one of hundreds of 60s soul labels operating in the shadows of Motown in the 1960s in Detroit. And you can hear that the records are generally a little cruder than your typical Motown record, a little rawer. They didn't have the budget. They certainly didn't have the promotional budget. But Mike Hanks had his hand in many pots in Detroit. His name appears on hundreds of records, not just these D-Town ones, the label that he owned. I'm going to read something about him from that Soulful Detroit website. This is Melvin Davis, great Detroit singer-songwriter who's still performing, talking about Mike Hanks. Mike Hanks was really a devoted person when it came to the music industry. He loved the music business. He hated Berry Gordy. He didn't want to give Berry the credit for being the innovator and the visionary that he really was. Mike thought he was just as good as Berry, which he wasn't. He was a good guy, don't get me wrong. He was good for the music business. He gave a lot of people a lot of opportunity. He gave me an opportunity to develop. He had the biggest heart. He'd let you come in and try to do what you could do. Man, that sounds good, man. That sounds good. Berry Gordy, that MF-er, he ain't S-word, man. I can't stand that MF-er. He would cuss him out every single day. He'd sneak all the Motown musicians in at night. He'd say, that's what it is. He's got all these damn musicians. If he didn't have Jamerson, that's James Jamerson, Motown bass player extraordinaire, he wouldn't have S-Word. He refused to realize that this man, Berry Gordy, put together a recording machine that was second to none, from the songs themselves having such great content, to the melodies being great, to the production being great, to the musicians being great, to the promotion. He even had people tell you how to walk, how to talk. He put the whole package together. That's what Mike didn't understand. I think he understood it, but I think he thought it was simpler than what it was. But Mike's stuff was good too, but it wasn't the caliber of Motown. But it didn't have to be. Everything doesn't have to be Motown. I think that's what kind of pissed him off. Melvin Davis on Mike Hanks. That was about a quarter of the recorded output of the D-Town label out of Detroit. Let's hear one more Mike Hanks record. This is a little later. This is something he wrote that came out on a different label that he didn't own, a Sport Records label, and it's by Johnny Soul.
My baby got me shook, shook, shook.
Okay, I wasn't gonna play another D-Town record, but I am. Sorry, I got a little confused there. One last D-Town record. This is something that my uncle told me. He wrote both sides of this record. He discovered this singer, Romy Rand, not her real name, in a nightclub in Detroit, brought her to Mike Hanks, recorded at the Pigpen, Mike Hanks' home studio. Both sides of this record. My uncle Morris Last's name does not appear on the label here, but he assured me that he wrote it and gave me, you know, nice unplayed copies of it 30 years ago, 25 years ago. Here's Romy Rand on the D-Town label. Gonna have to talk over Romy Rand. A thousand apologies to Romy, to my Uncle Morris, to Mike Hanks, to all of you. That's gonna do it for this week's Downtown Soulville show. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next Friday with more Soul 45s. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
What wondrous love is this? Oh my soul, what wondrous love is this? Oh my soul, what wondrous love is this that draws my Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful cross for my soul, to bear the dreadful cross for my soul. When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing and joyful be. I'll sing and joyful be, and sing on and sing on. Through all eternity, I'll sing on.
With an endless train walks the broad valley. She holds no scepter, wears no crown, moving so proudly. White swans and modest little boats follow her slowly. Thus the royal cortege goes down to the indifferent sea. Her way is lonely.